This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
A woman confirmed as the first female Treasury Secretary, and the push to impeach Donald Trump in the Senate, but you need 17 on the GOP side of the ledger to jump over and say yes. There was a reason for this impeachment, the single article, the charge, incitement of insurrection. What are the chances that 17 Republicans will vote to convict the former president? I say there's a better chance of me walking naked to New Jersey. And that's where we are. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how are you? Hope you're doing well in whatever hamlet or huge cavern you hail from, because some people are really hauling up in some pretty big, interesting spaces. I know because you're sending me photos when you go to email me. So we'll hit the mailbag coming up this hour. No, seriously, 17 Republicans to convict? I don't think so. So far, I haven't heard of anyone. Mitch McConnell says he's willing to listen, but to me that says Mitch McConnell is playing both sides and it's going to be a formality. He won't do it. Mitt Romney, you know, you look at Mitt Romney and the outrage that he felt. So when you think of his comments about what happened at the Capitol, 19 days ago, well, you know, Mitt would be somebody who would vote yes, he would vote to convict. I'm going to say he may be the only one, but certainly I don't believe there's going to be 17. This does move forward. In 2 weeks, there will be a trial. The president's legal team is preparing for that. Then the Senate would prepare for that as well. All the senators are sworn in as jurors. Patrick Leahy is the guy who presides over this because the Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts said no thank you, and the Constitution then moves to picking someone like Leahy. So he's the one who will oversee the proceedings. Somebody said to me today, I just want you to think about this. Can you imagine if this was a Democrat and we said, well, Senator Ted Cruz can preside over it. But here's the thing. It is in the Constitution, so Roberts punted, and then that fell back on what the Senate was going to do. And, of course, Leahy was the person that was going to be picked all along because of the length of time there, etc. But I still go back to this. It's a numbers game, folks. We know that. And the numbers say 17 is incredibly, incredibly doubtful. Even President Joe Biden said he doesn't think enough Republicans will vote against the former president to convict him of incitement to insurrection. He said things could be different if his predecessor had 6 months remaining on his term. He said, you know, the Senate has changed since I was there, but it hasn't changed that much. So even Joe Biden is saying that and acknowledging, you know, though acknowledging the potential negative effects of a trial on his legislative agenda and cabinet nominees, Biden said that it would be a worse effect if it didn't happen. So part of this is it has to happen according to what's happening on the Hill from the Democrats' point of view. We have to follow through with this because of the outrage over the incredibly heinous event that happened on January 6th, and which, by the way, some of those people that are rioting are having their lawyers say the reason that they did it is because they were obeying orders from the president. That's why they did it, that they had to fight, that they had to go down there. I don't think that's going to wash, by the way, in some of those trials. The FBI still looking for lots of people, and you have grade school friends turning in those they see in photos and on videos. There was even a son who turned in his father or had alerted the FBI days before a guy who his name is 18 years old, Jackson Refit. I was going to remember his name. And his father, Guy Refit, returned back to Texas. He told his son he stormed the Capitol, and his father had leveled the threat that if you, son, reported me to the police, I'd have no choice but to do my duty for my country and do what I had to do. Yikes. So Jackson Refit told his father, if you turn me in, he said, if you turn me in, you're a traitor, and you know what happens to traitors. That's what his dad said. But he had reported his father to the FBI weeks before the riot, but they didn't do anything about that. They didn't check it out. So, nevertheless, he of course, had no idea that that happened, and he went on to the Capitol, and now he's facing charges. So things like that are happening, from family members to acquaintances to whatever. And how that all rolls out will be, I think, incredibly fascinating to watch because of the charges, because of what they possibly could carry. So in the president being impeached, becoming the first president to be impeached twice, like I said, Chief Justice John Roberts, that's the big story. If we were talking back and forth through the fence like people used to, and maybe they still do because of social distancing, that might be something that we would talk about, that he's not going to do it. He was there for the first trial, so Senator Patrick Leahy, he's going to preside because of, again, the fact that he's the longest-serving Democrat in the chamber. The Constitution does say, because I double-checked this, that the Chief Justice presides when the person facing trial is the current president of the United States, but he's not the current president. So there are questions that abound. First, what about witnesses? And how long does the trial last? We keep hearing this is going to be quick, it's going to be quick. How's it quick if you have a whole bunch of witnesses and this in the middle of some of these confirmations? I think TikTok, if they're going to do this lickety-split, there can't be a lot of witnesses. I'm assuming that some of what it's going to be is going to be the crowd. And the crowd saying what they heard and what they were told to do. Here's what the new majority leader in the Senate had to say, Chuck Schumer.
He has not demonstrated remorse. He has not even acknowledged his role in the events of January 6th. And he has never disavowed the lies that were fed to the American people by him about who actually won the election.
All right, so in response to what Schumer's saying and what's circulating among the Senate chambers, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, the top Republican in the House Judiciary Committee, and some other of his colleagues are looking to reprise an impeachment trial rapid response group to advise the former president's legal team and speak to the media. Remember, they did this during Trump's first impeachment trial by 8 House Republicans acting apart from Trump's formal impeachment defense lawyers. So Jordan is being mum, not talking to the media specifically on this, but there is definitely a move afoot to do that, organize the squad with Jordan and a bunch of other colleagues planning to look for opportunities during the trial to highlight what they see as a rushed impeachment and political overreach. You, my friends, had plenty to say about this, COVID and the stimulus, so we are rushing through the quarters of this studio to get to the mailbag.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Matt? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Yeah, applause go out to all of you. You can flip me your thoughts 24/7, Kate, at Kate Delaney Radio. So here at the top of the week, just flooded with mail. Let's jam on it. Nick in West Virginia, waste of time, Katie, GOP won't vote to convict on incitement of insurrection. What say you? You are the voice of reason. I agree. I mean, 17. Who are the 17? I can go over the list and tell you I can't find one other than Mitt Romney. So, no, and no. I don't see it. Even Biden himself, and I said this, said that's not going to happen. That, the trial should go on, but the prediction is it's not going to stick. There's nothing that's going to stick there. Which then brings up something pretty interesting, and I'm going to go to this one from Dan the Man in Ohio. There's somebody else who calls themselves the Man. Kate, so if this conviction doesn't happen with the president, with the Senate trial, does that mean he could run again in 2024? I think he could run, and I think he will run, even though the word is, and I think you had this on your show, that he's really focusing on helping other Republicans because he's such a big war chest and that money keeps pouring in. And there's even the wild rumor about another party, the Patriot Party. Well, he's definitely going to help other Republicans, people that he likes, people that he wants to see win, because he has a voice, he has a crowd that listens, and he's going to use it, and he's absolutely said that, and I believe that. I think there's already some candidates that he's looking at in certain areas, including who could be a governor candidate in Georgia because he's furious with Brian Kemp. So that absolutely would happen. And you're right. If he's not convicted, to my knowledge and everything that I've poured through and heard from people and people we've had on the show, he could run again. So if there is not a conviction, what if he were to run in 2024? And I think the Republicans are scared to death. They're scared to death because they don't know how to play this, right? They're sitting at the table and they don't know how to play this, and they have to deal with what I call the Trump effect, because, you know, there's people that get into politics that are like rock stars, for better or worse, because whenever you have a rock star, there's always the other side of what people think of the rock star or what happens with them or the directions they're pulled in. And he, you know, Trump had, what, 73 million votes. You can't discard that, and you can't discard some of what's happening with people who are not happy on how this election played out and how are they going to feel 4 years from now. But so much rides on what's going on in the Republican Party. I mean, they have to decide where are we going, where are we headed. There's a fracture in the party. I mean, that's why so many suggestions about the possibility of some kind of an offshoot. And the Patriot Party rumor, that's not the only rumor. There's other rumors that are rumbling out there as well. And Rona McDaniel, rather, who is the head of the Republican National, she's a Republican national chairwoman. She doesn't want to see that happen because, again, it's about keeping a party united for reasons for pushing and getting elected. But people are furious there are a lot of people that are furious with what's happening in the Republican Party. So that's another side of this to watch. All right, then we move to Greg in Los Angeles. Kate, I've listened to you on KCAA. Woohoo, I've caught you on a couple of different signals out in Cali. And you got to think that what's going on with Gavin Newsom is just insane. I think everybody is anti-Newsom, Republicans, Democrats, and anybody in between. Finally, he lifted a stay-at-home order across the whole state, so saying that the conditions of the coronavirus were improving. But then you have other people that are saying, no, that it's a threat to what's already happening and how they're overwhelmed in some of the hospitals. So here's the thing. You know what? I think he is going back and forth too much, trying to reopen the state, trying to get business moving. We see how crippling the COVID-19 has been to businesses. So there's the pressure there of that. But reopening the state, not, it's counterproductive. So one time you're reopening, then you're shutting it down for a month. And it's interesting because the California Republican Party chairwoman, Jessica Patterson, tweeted out, "This governor's decisions have never been based on science. Him reopening our state is not an attempt to help working Californians, but rather an attempt to counter the recall movement. It's sad and pathetic." And like I said, there are people that are lifelong liberal Democrats in California, because I've heard from them, who are not liking Gavin Newsom, who would love to see something happen. And so because of that, you know, when you have, and they've done this before in California, remember, think of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his opening to run for governor and what happened there with the recall. So organizers have until, I want to say, middle of March or something, to get 1.5 million signatures. Then that would force a recall against Newsom, who's only halfway through his first term. And I don't think that's going to stop. I think that was part of it, though, to try to put the air brakes on that. And there's a lot of confusion, a lot of furious people in up and down the state of California. They even had, remember, they had a curfew, and they lifted the curfew. The curfew was 10 to 5 a.m. So, and, you know, because of how things were shut down, you had restaurants that shuttered. You had salons, hair salons that were slammed by this, and they shuttered. And then what Gavin Newsom would say is, well, what are we going to do? We're, you know, ICU beds, all of that. And now it's that all of a sudden reversal of that. But there's still these high cases. So I kind of agree with the idea that where's the science in all of this? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Please don't recall me. I don't want to go. Seriously? All right, I love this one because we got to just lighten up a little bit here, right? Occasionally. Chris, listening to us actually in D.C. Yo, Delaney, I stream you when I'm on my Peloton. I know it's so weak, the whole Peloton thing, but I just can't get a flabby beer belly. It makes me sick. So I listen to you, and I listen to my my other favorite, who is Sean Hannity. And I wanted to know if you realized there is one good thing I like about this administration, because I'm huge with dogs and dog rescue here in D.C. And so finally there are rescue dogs in the White House, Major and Champ. Did you hear that story? Awesome German Shepherds. I have a couple of German Shepherds myself, so I'm going to give a big grade for that. Yeah, it's funny that you brought that up because they were in Delaware. They got them from a Delaware rescue. They've got an older dog, I think Champ or something is the older one, and then a younger one, Major. And so, you know, that always becomes the thing when you have a pet, and they've got, they have lots of pictures I think are starting to circulate about the two dogs and their, you know, Instagram and, you know, whatever, because they finally moved to Washington. Dogs unite us all, right? Politics aside, it is about dogs, rescue dogs. All right, I'm going to squeeze in another one. This one is from Joe. Kate, I was wondering if you're going to do a special edition of the Super Bowl in the Man Cave for this last game that's coming up. I love the fact that Pat Mahomes is only 25 and Brady's in his 40s. I think it could be an interesting game, but it'll be a much different game, I fear. Yeah, nothing to fear. It's, you're not going to any, probably, any giant Super Bowl parties anyway. In my life, I have been to some incredible Super Bowl parties and 10 Super Bowls. Yes, it will be very, very different. And I don't know, can Tom Brady get it done against Pat Mahomes? Pretty tough Kansas City Chiefs. All right, we're bouncing to some odds and ends. COVID, where are we with that? Relief, stimulus, deniers, sick of it, masking, not masking. Oh, so much to chat about.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate confirmed Janet Yellen Monday as the Secretary of the Treasury. She becomes the first woman to lead that cabinet department. Her nomination passed through with an 84-15 vote. The next cabinet nominee up for a vote is Secretary of State nominee Antony Blinken. He was approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Monday, 15-3, sending his nomination now to the full Senate. Health officials in Minnesota have confirmed the discovery of a new variant of coronavirus in the state that was first identified in Brazil. The variant, known as the Brazil P1, is thought to be more infectious than the initial strain of the virus. The patient that was infected by the strain recently returned to the Twin Cities metro area after traveling from Brazil. And former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders announced Monday that she will run for governor of Arkansas. The daughter of former Governor Mike Huckabee will face current Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge in a Republican primary to replace current Governor Asa Hutchinson. This is USA Radio News. The White House has called for the unconditional release of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. More than 3,000 demonstrators calling for his release were arrested by Russian authorities over the weekend. He was taken into custody after returning to Moscow after being hospitalized by a poisoning attack in Germany. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Russia to release both Navalny and the protesters. She also called for an international investigation into the poisoning of Navalny with a nerve agent.
The arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny and the crackdown on protests that followed are troubling indications of further restrictions on Russian civil society. So I'll just reiterate our call from here on Russian authorities to release all those detained for exercising their universal rights and for the immediate and unconditional release of Alexei Navalny. We also urge Russia to fully cooperate with the international community's investigation into the poisoning of Alexei Navalny and credibly explained the use of a chemical weapon on its soil.
This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Joe Biden now saying, the president, he hopes for 1.5 million vaccinations a day. So that was a jump from the 1 million a day, which sucked the air out of my lungs, seriously. Took my breath away when I was thinking, and we were all talking on the show, we had Dr. Sal on, about May, June, perhaps we'd see herd immunity. Now, because of this new variant, especially the South African variant, which is why there's a travel ban on European countries, and South Africa also makes that list, which Moderna and Pfizer, they're testing that against what they have already with vaccines to see if it works with that, but not necessarily optimistic that it will. So you have so many unvaccinated and people that are either saying they don't want it or just mind-blowing numbers to sign up for it, but they can't get it. So you've got crazy things happening, like road trips to Florida when you're famous. Yeah, if your mug is on a billboard somewhere in L.A., you definitely can get the vaccine. The Hollywood elite are scrambling. They say it's the Hunger Games. That's what they're calling it. I was reading Variety because the headline pulled me in. It's the Hunger Games out there. With 420,000 Americans dead, the people who are photo conscious how's my headshot look, are doing whatever they have to try to tap into extra reserves. Where are they of the vaccine? So, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying the people that are in their 70s. I'm seeing some people that are jumping the line who are perhaps a little bit younger than that. And there's, and even doctors are confirming that they have been offered $10,000 by people from the entertainment industry desperate to get vaccinated. There was a Beverly Hills doctor, Robert Huizenga, who confirmed to the Gossip Mag Variety that, yeah, we've been offered that. And people are taking planes to every location they can to try to get a vaccine. Good luck with that. Because, you know, the thing is, in a lot of these places, it's kind of like reservations required. It's not kind of like it is. And there's even people sometimes that have a number in their reserve can't get it. So now you've got people with serious cash and serious sway who are willing to spend that money to make it happen, but it's not so easy to make it happen. So the quote about it's the Hunger Games out there, yeah, it's the Hunger Games for everybody who wants to get it. And Governor Ron DeSantis was pretty much openly inviting 65 and older peeps to enjoy the vaccine program without a need to verify residency. Now, that's been overturned, so you missed that open door if you fit into that group. Because now they're saying they're requiring all Floridians to provide proof of residency in order to get the vaccine. Yeah. Even former Time Warner CEO Richard Parsons, who's 72, talked about heading to Florida from New York to get his vaccine because he said others are going to the island of Maui in Hawaii. Oh, one of my favorite places. So if you want a vaccine and you can come up with the cash, maybe you go to Maui. But so seriously, this is happening. And then I have people that are texting me about their families in Texas, and they're saying, oh, there were some doses at the fire hall, but they didn't get there in time. Or they were at a pharmacy, but they didn't get there in time. And I think that this is just going to continue until there's enough vax out there. And right now, there isn't. People are still waiting for doses, meaning, I shouldn't say people, cities, suburbs, which ultimately translates to people. And it's because when you hear these stories, especially the shocking stories of no underlying conditions, now we have this variant, here's how the person got it. Somebody was at their dentist and somebody innocently enough had been at some party. They didn't know. They were messed. I mean, there's always a story. It's all these 6 degrees of separation of horror. And when I said this the other day, when it happens to you, when it happens to someone you know, or it happens to your family, that's when it becomes real to people who are not, who don't, it doesn't feel overwhelmingly real, and then they worry about having what rights trampled on, and freedoms, and businesses being destroyed, and that's real. The economic crush of this. So 421,000 deaths, as I just got the numbers from John Hopkins, that's out of 25.3 million cases in the U.S. Total deaths worldwide, 2.14 million. Total cases, 99.7 million. There are some areas where it's popping worse. For our pals in Arizona, I feel you. I say this. I've been saying this now for weeks because it's about the ICU beds, the availability. That's what we saw happen in L.A., and that's the key concern because, frankly, that's it, right? So you get it, someone you know gets it, and somebody close to you gets it, and you can't do what you normally would do to help because you're not walking in that hospital with them. And all we hear is, and those pictures that we see and that video that we see of people on the ventilators, and yeah, we don't want to be one of those people on the ventilators, right? So at this point, it is a mad scramble, and it's a question of where do we go from here, which is why the 1.5 million is being discussed. Johnson & Johnson, they say they're getting closer to a vaccine. We now have this travel ban, so forget about people coming in from Europe and South Africa and all of that, and we just keep doing the thing that we're doing. It's just a question mark. You got to keep moving on, moving forward. Kids at home, doing the Zoom thing, working from home, trying to juggle it all. And some people, frankly, in the fight of their life to keep a business afloat. And so to me, here's the thing. When we talk about the stimulus, how much is enough to go towards small businesses? And the answer to me is you got to shovel as much money as you can to the people who are the backbone of the country. If we live in a capitalistic society, it all starts small, right? Here's what I liked, an interesting comment from Senator Joe Manchin, who's, of course, a West Virginia Democrat. He said, "I don't ever remember FDR recommending sending a damn penny to a human being. He gave him a job and gave him a paycheck." And he said, "Can't we start some infrastructure program to help people get them back on their feet?" Because now we're seeing, once again, the jobless rate really climb. And he makes a point. What happens when you get the stimulus and you spend the stimulus and use it for something you desperately need? But when you're debating this, is it enough to fight poverty or really, really help the economy? So $2,000 checks to most Americans, remember, started circulating in the spring. That whole idea, adding more after the first time around, too. So that's what I'm saying. And now this response plan is absolutely just like what the previous president was pushing that he wanted and couldn't get through, that he wanted $2,000 checks immediately. That's what he was pushing for. So that it looks very much like what Donald Trump was saying. So Biden is proposing $1,400 checks with bonuses for children. A typical family with two parents, three children, would get about $4,600. That's families making less than $150,000 a year. They'd be eligible for that full amount. Almost 10 million fewer Americans are working now than when we first jumped into this in March. And hey, normal life, it's not around the corner. So I said it just took my breath away because, of course, as the optimist and talking to people that were filling me with a lot of optimism, I do look on the downside sometimes, right? But the downside is, yeah, normal's not around the corner. And what are the long-term effects of what's been happening to incomes and wealth? And then you get the check, and of course it could cover a medical expense, it could cover a tuition, it could cover something else. And hopefully stimulate, that's the idea, stimulate the economy and create jobs, right? We hope. But who does it hit the hardest? Who does it mean much more to? Are people getting the checks that really don't need the checks? I can tell you in my world, I've had three people say to me who they narrowly qualify for it, "Oh, I don't need the check. I wish they would have checked. I wish they would have looked at Social Security. I wish they would have," like, they wanted to go to someone who really needs it, and they're trying to figure out who they're going to, frankly, donate it to. Strange times. How do you target the money, right? Increase unemployment benefits even more than they propose, or help small businesses stay open, expand child care. Coming up, mic drop.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
In Tampa in a couple of weeks is going to look very different from past years. Attendance, first of all, at the game is going to be limited to 22,000 people, about a third of the more than 65,890 capacity of Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. And it's one of my favorite stadiums, too. They have the whole pirate ship going on, and you can go on, wear your flip-flops and sunglasses. That's my kind of day, right? Then you can shuffle off to the beach, but not this time around. And, of course, Super Bowl parties are going to be smaller or not at all, or just with pods or families or that kind of thing. Advertising in the Super Bowl for a 30-second spot during the February 7th broadcast on CBS, $5.5 million. How'd you like to be selling that? Normally, huge commish, I'm sure, for whatever it is you sell. And you think you go to the standard brands that always advertise, like the Bud Lights, etc., Budweiser in general. They've been advertising since the 80s. Coke, same thing. They've been there forever. But not this time around. Coca-Cola, which has been slammed since half of its sales come from stadiums, movie theaters, and crowded places. That's Coke. Coke is in, have a Coke in a crowded place. They've had those places closed during the pandemic. So their customers, they announced a bunch of layoffs in December. They said they wouldn't advertise this year so they could ensure they were investing in the right resources during these unprecedented times. So no Coke ads whatsoever. I know. Coke ads in the Super Bowl? Are you kidding? We live for those ads, right? To see who's going to have the best. I know, it's silly, right? But it's not silly because we remember, sometimes we remember the ads more than we remember the game. If it is a blowout game, that's for sure. And then people rate the ads and all that. That's why it's so big, even though it seems like a crazy amount of money. It's not for these companies who normally would have it, that would, you know, they'd be doing it for sure, but they're sitting out this time. And Budweiser, same thing. And Pepsi, same thing. It's not that there's going to be no advertisers, but the mic drop is definitely Coke and some of the big companies saying, nah, because it's hurt us too much. So what do? Well, you go to the people that are making the money, social media, like TikTok. Its rival, Triller, Fiverr, Vroom. Have you heard of any of these? I know this will ring a bell. M&M's, Pringles, Toyota. Yep, they're still going to be doing some ads, but it's going to be a lot different. It's a tough year to do an ad. And imagine being the creative person on the other side of that. You've got to come up with a way to hit the nail on the head and be conscious of the kind of life that we're living right now, right, in this crazy COVID pandemic. And this is the era of social media and digital advertising because of the pandemic. It really has pushed us to what? The internet. And consumers see things online, whatever your favorite places are to go. But the Super Bowl is the most popular sporting event aside from the World Cup. So it's an event that draws a lot of people, but it's going to be different. The attendance, I already said, was limited. I don't know that the eyeballs on the game are going to be limited because people are now housebound. So maybe people that weren't necessarily into football or even didn't do the commercial thing or could care less, I don't know, maybe they would take a gander at it and move away from the crossword puzzles or the streaming that they're doing. Because normally, I mean, my book, I did a book called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share. And in the book, I talk about how big the Super Bowl is, that food is so big that normally 15,000 tons of chips are eaten on Super Bowl Sunday. 18 million pounds of guacamole is consumed. Pizza is always the food of choice for many households. 30 million pizzas were supposedly ordered just 5 years ago. And on average, it's estimated that $50 million is spent on food days before the game to get ready for the party. You know, it's one thing that's going to change. I talked to a lot of people about who calls in sick after the Super Bowl because they've had just consumed way too much food and whatever else. And the number I came up with was like 6% of the working population in the entire U.S. They call in sick the Monday following the Super Bowl. How do you call in sick when you're working from home? Ah, I'm so sick. I can't go to my computer today. I can't even lift my head up in the bed where normally I'm sitting with my laptop and I'm doing those Zoom calls and having those meetings, but I can't even lift my head up today. So I got to call in sick. It made me think about it, it does make it harder to come up with a white lie. What would the white lie be? Yeah, I'm not, you know, a little too much tequila. Someone accidentally slipped it. I just wanted a plain drink. I didn't want anything but tequila in it. Somehow I got tequila in it. Anyway, so that's the mic drop moment. We'll be talking more about the Super Bowl, but I think it's a shocker. For the first time since 1983, when Anheuser-Busch used all of its ad time to introduce a beer called Bud Light, they're not advertising their iconic Budweiser brand during the Super Bowl. The Clydesdales. I will miss the Clydesdales. Exactly. Keep dropping the mic. There are a couple of other quick things before we exit stage right and left. We could swipe in both directions, right? Because this is radio, so you don't know what direction I'm exiting this microphone, which direction I'm going, which way I'm exiting the microphone. But Janet Yellen, she is the Treasury chief now, and it's the first time a woman has held that position to head the U.S. Treasury Department, and so that's historic, and it was pretty favorable, the vote to weigh in on that confirmation. I think this was, even if there's some reservations, this was one of the easier ones. It was 84-15 was the vote for the confirmation. And, boy, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to heading the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, and the White House Council of Economic Advisors. We wish we had advertisers. Can you advertise and help us with our monetary situation here in the United States? It's called, are we printing more money? Oh, have you been and seen some of those mints, and you just watch all that money roll off? All right, Dan, and again, I think the big conversation, because I say this show is about what we talk about in our backyards and making it real, just keeping the conversation real. I feel like I try to be that voice of reason. So a second stimulus, direct payments, a minimum wage rise in that, that's all part of what the package is. Remember, now in the Senate, especially the tiebreaker goes to the Democrats, so this might get through. And this is a $1.9 trillion package, and it's the next phase in a relief rollout that's supposed to ease the effects of this horrific pandemic that we're in, that's caused 420,000 deaths and left so many millions of Americans unemployed, struggling, trying to contain this novel coronavirus. And that's where we are. There's no guarantees as to what will happen. I mentioned what Joe Manchin said. There is some truth to that. But you know, here's the thing. It's like somebody else who is a financial advisor said to me, you know what? If it stimulates the economy and people desperately need it and they can pay off some quick bills, we got to do it. So more than 18 million Americans collecting jobless benefits. That's what the Labor Department says. The numbers are bleak. In December, 140,000 jobs lost, 6.7% spike because of COVID-19. On that note, remember, we're all in this together. Let's play nice in the sandbox. It's the United States, not the divided states. Kids, thanks for listening. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.